UMakho isahluko sesihlanu. Bafika ngaphetsheya kolwandle elizweni lamaGerasene. Esephumile emkolweni, wamhlangabeza masinyane umuntu ovela emalibeni elomoya omubi. Wayehlala emalibeni. Kwakungasekho umuntu wayengambopha langeketane, ngoba wayebotshiwe kanengi ngezibopho langamaketane. Kodwa wawaqamula amaketane, lezibopho waziquma. Kwakungasekho loyedwa owayengamthambisa. Ngezikhathi zonke ebusuku lemini wayesemalibeni lezintabeni, ekhala, ezisika ngamatshe. Kwathi ebona uJesu ekhatshana, wagijima, wamkhonza, wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu esithi,
"Ngidlani lawe Jesu, ndodana kaNkulunkulu ophezu konke. Ngikufungisa uNkulunkulu ungangihluphi."
Ngoba uJesu wathi kuye,
"Phuma kuye wena moya omubi."
Wasembuza wathi,
"Ungubani ibizo lakho?"
Wamphendula wathi,
"Ibizo lami ngingu-Legiyoni, ngoba sibanengi."
Wamncenga kakhulu ukuba angabakhuphi kulelo lizwe. Kwakukhona lapho ewatheni lentaba umhlambi omkhulu wengulube usidla. Omoya bamncenga bathi,
"Sithumele engulubeni singene kuzo."
UJesu wabavumela. Omoya ababi baphuma, bangena ezingulubeni. Umhlambi waphaphathekela eliweni. Waphoseka olwandle, waminzwa, zazingaba zinkulungwane ezimbili. Abazalusayo babaleka, babika indaba emzini lasemaphandleni, beza ukubona okwenzekileyo. Bafika kuJesu, bambona obengenwe ngomoya ababi ehlezi embethe, esilile, yena owayelomoya ababi abanengi, besaba. Labo ababekubonile babatshela ukuba kwenzeke kanjani kowayengenwe ngomoya ababi nangengulube. Basebeqala ukumncenga ukuba asuke elizweni lakubo. Wathi engena emkolweni, umuntu owayengenwe ngomoya ababi wamncenga ukuba abe laye. Kavumelanga, kodwa wathi kuye,
"Hamba uye ekhaya kwabakini ubatshele ukuba iNkosi ikwenzele okungakanani. Ilesihawu kuwe."
Wasuka, wahamba, waqala ukuchumayela eDecapolis ukuba uJesu umenzele okungakanani. Bamangala bonke. UJesu esebuye wawelela ngaphetsheya ngomkolo. Kwabuthana kuye ixuku elikhulu. Wayesolwandle. Kwafika omunye wabaphathi besinagoge, uJairus ibizo lakhe. Embona wawaphansi ngasenyaweni zakhe, wamncenga kakhulu esithi,
"Indodakazi yami isiphela, akuze ubeke izandla zakho phezu kwayo ukuze isiliswe iphile."
Wahamba laye, ixuku elikhulu lamlandela, lamcindezela. Owesifazana owayelemopho iminyaka elitshumi lambili, ehluphekile kakhulu enyangeni eziningi, echithile konke ayelakho engasizakalanga, kodwa kwalokho kumqinisa, esezwile ngoJesu, weza exukwini ngemva kwakhe, wathinta ingubo yakhe, ngoba wathi,
"Aluba ngithinta ingubo zakhe nje, ngizakusiliswa."
Woma masinyane umthombo wegazi lakhe. Wezwa emzimbeni wakhe ukuba usilile esifweni sakhe. UJesu wanela ukuzwa phakathi kwakhe ukuba amandla aphumile kuye. Waphendukela exukwini wathi,
"Ngubani othinte ingubo zami?"
Abafundi bakhe bamphendula bathi kuye,
"Uyabona ixuku likucindezela, kodwa uthi ngithintwe ngubani?"
Wathalaza ukuba ambone owenze lokhu. Owesifazana esisaba ethuthumela, ekwazi okwenzekileyo kuye, weza wawa phambi kwakhe, wamtshela iqiniso lonke wathi kuye,
"Dade, ukukholwa kwakho kukusilisile, hamba kuhle, usilisiwe esifweni sakho.
Wathi esakhuluma, kwafika abomphathi wesinagoge bathi,
indodakazi yakho isifile, usamkhathazelani umfundisi na?
UJesu engakananzi okuthiwoyo, wathi kumphathi wesinagoge,
ungesabi, kholwa kuphela.
Kavumelanga muntu ukuba amlandele, kuphela uPetro, loJakobe, loJohane umfowabo kaJakobe. Bafika ke endlini yomphathi wesinagoge, wabona isiphithiphithi labakhalayo labalilayo kakhulu. Esengenile wathi kubo,
liphithizelelani likhala na? Umntwana kafanga kodwa ulele.
Bamhleka ulunyo, kodwa yena esebakhuphile bonke, wathatha uyise womntwana lonina lalabo ababelaye, wangena lapho kulele khona umntwana, wabamba isandla somntwana wathi kuye,
Talitha kumi,
okuyikuthi ngokuphendulelo,
ntombazana, ngithi kuwe, vuka.
Yasivuka intombazana masinyane, yahamba. Yayileminyaka elithumi lambili. Bamangala ukumangala okukhulu, wabalayisisa ukuba lokhu kungaziwa muntu, njalo wathi kayinikwe ukudla.